Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Yep, it's Freestyle Friday, and I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. It's finally the last day of August 2012, episode 479, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse people.
I can't take it anymore.
Thank God it's Friday.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
We work all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some horsing around.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for being here. We appreciate you stopping by today. Jamie, got to tell you something. Over the last week, Jennifer, our lovely producer and my lovely wife, has found a new program that she cannot stop listening to, and that's Spotify. She downloaded Spotify and, you know, the music listening software, and she realized that with Spotify, you can listen to exactly what you want to, whereas Pandora throws in stuff it thinks you will like.
Mm-hmm.
So she's been addicted to this for the last week. She hasn't taken her headphones off. And then she started something I've never heard in 25 years of being with this woman. I've never heard her sing a word, a song, a note, nothing. She doesn't sing. And now I know why. Because she has her headphones on, and she's singing at the top of her lungs, and it's not good. I'm not good either. I can't sing a note. And we all know, the regular listeners to this show know how you sing. So, you know, none of us are going to win any awards on American Idol. I keep threatening to tape her because she's singing over there. She doesn't realize how loud she's singing because she has the music cranked up and has her headphones on. Well, Jamie, you know how, you know, sometimes we try and avoid you singing as well. I actually found, thanks to Australian's version of X Factor, a worse singer than you, Jennifer, and I combined.
No.
Yes. Do you want to hear it?
Glenn, first, hold on. Let me just point out here that you may be a bad singer, and bless her heart, Jennifer may be a bad singer, but I cannot believe you would lump me into the category of bad singer. I think I'm quite talented. And how dare you?
Okay,
say that I'm
let's
not.
Listen. He's 14.
I know you love me. I know you care. Shout whenever, and I'll be there. You are my love. You are my heart. And we will never, ever, ever be apart.
Okay.
But we and I am, but we're playing.
Okay, now is that a Justin Bieber song?
Hell if I know. I don't know what that is. Number one, I don't know any Justin Bieber songs. And number two, that would not have sounded like Justin Bieber at all. Even though whatever you think about him, that was way worse than him.
You've got that beat. So whenever I complain about you singing again, all I have to do is think about this poor 14-year-old girl, who's quite good-looking, by the way. When she got on stage, I'm sure everybody was expecting this lovely voice to come out, and no, not so much. It's pretty bad.
Oh, that was terrible. And the thing is, this is the problem with our system today, is that because everybody's a winner, you know, you can't have a field day anymore because everybody's got to win, that people all along that poor child's life have said, you are so talented. You're wonderful. You're great. You're fantastic. And that's the problem, is that this poor 14-year-old thinks she's wonderful, great, and fantastic, gets up on stage in the entire country, even a horse radio show is making fun of this poor child. Somebody should have slapped her a long time ago and said, stop singing.
At about the age of 5, somebody should have said, you suck. Stop it.
Good God. I mean, nobody tells me I'm good, no matter what.
Now, reality. You know, we tell you you're good at a lot of things. Singing is not one of them.
No. Great. I have a talent for reading bad spelling fast. Great.
Jennifer, what's coming up?
On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, we will leave the singing to the pros. Kim Wallace joins us for a chat about her rock star event horse, the Grey Goose, being inducted into the USEA Hall of Fame. Can't wait to hear from her. Tammy Hoag supplies us with an on-the-scene report about what Hurricane Isaac left behind on the Gulf Coast, and that should be fun. Really Bad Ads provides its usual Friday manifestation of merriment. And in between, Glenn and Jamie hash over the horsey headlines one last time before the weekend, and happy Trail Mix Day, everyone.
Well, I finally did it. I'm giving my daily whinny to all the horse husbands out there because I have finally started a Facebook page for horse husbands.
No
way. If you're
a
horse husband, or if you have one, it's called Horse Husbands Unite. It's just for us. It's our little hangout corner where we can bitch and whine and moan and post pictures of half-naked horse girls all by ourselves without our intruding wives. And it's funny because it just started. I have 31 people following it. And already Jamie has come up in the conversation because this is a different Robert, just so you don't accuse the wrong person, who says, wow, Glenn, how long have you been hiding this? This is great. Does this mean we can lock Jamie out?
Who said this? How dare they? And I would like to tell you that I already have followed your page, and I don't appreciate the scantily clad women in cowboy hats. And I'm going to post it that I don't like it. No, just kidding.
That's an ad. See, this is why we needed our own little place, because you do not appreciate quality cowboy hats. This picture was on the page that sells those cowboy hats. That was on that cowboy hat page. And so, you know, we had a whole entire discussion there about the cowboy hats. And you look at that and think you see scantily clad women, and that's all we're looking at. See, this is why we need our own.
I agree. I think you guys do need your own page. I can't argue with men needing to be men and doing their thing. And I love John Spalding's comment about – so basically what it is, ladies, is there's three they look – like they would be naked, but the water is coming up to them. They're sitting in a pond, and they're all in these great cowboy hats, and they're all looking up, which made me look up. You know, that's what you do. When everybody's looking up, you look up too. So, but I love John Spalding's comment. There's naked ladies in a pond wearing cowboy hats, and he wrote, "So I have been slaving away on a dressage farm for years when this is what happens at Western farms? Man, I was wrong." You're in the wrong business, John. Naked chicks at Western Barns. It might be, I don't know.
I think this is going to be a fun page. I encourage all you guys. I know we have a lot of horse husband listeners on here. Tom, I haven't seen you pop in yet either. So hop on over there and join Horse Husbands Unite. Just search for that on Facebook and you'll find us. We're going to post some interesting things every day that I'm sure will lead to great amounts of lovely discussion.
I think I think you're going to do a fantastic job on here. Fantastic. Well, I'm going to take a step up, okay? I'm going to leave you down in the gutter, and I'm going to take a step up, and I'm going to tell you a story about a 19-year-old horse. His name is Comanche, and his rider is named James Robinson, and they are currently sitting in 11th place at Burley Horse Trials. Let me repeat, the horse is 19 years old. And he and his rider are sitting in 11th place at Burley. And I would like to also point out, they get the monster daily winnie because 2012 is the 10th time that they have competed at Burley. 10 times.
Wow.
At 19 years old. Do you know how hard it is to get a horse to one advanced horse trial without them getting hurt? I mean, it's for somebody like me, it's just impossible. So to think that this horse has competed 10 times at the utmost advanced level, and they're currently said they finished in 29th place last year. His best placing at Burley was 12th place in 2002, and that was the first time he ever went to a four-star. And I guess in 2004, they finished in fourth place. So there's an elite club of horses that have competed in badminton 7 times. Guess how many there are?
Probably not many. 1 or 2?
There's 4 horses. So he is one of only four that have competed 7 times. So the fact that this horse is doing his 10th time, we wish them the best. We have got to keep track of them. Again, it's Comanche and James Robinson. And I guess they say that an easygoing temperament is one of the reasons for Comanche's longevity. They also say that he is most of his time he lives outside. He's happy to have children around him, but the atmosphere and crowds get him in true thoroughbred fashion. He spooks easy. He doesn't like the click of cameras. He doesn't like the dressage arena. And they said that they do never overrun him. They never compete him too much. He's an economical galloper and doesn't waste energy. He's very, very tough. He's never, ever sick. So good luck to them. I mean, come on. That's like a senior citizen out there doing a horse trial.
Terrific. And, Sinead Halpin of the United States did very well on the first day at Burley with
Manoir de Carnville.
Thank you. Thank you. That's what you're here for.
That's
another talent. See?
Thank you.
She did very well with a 36.3 and led the pack yesterday. And it's another day of dressage coming, so I'm sure those standings will change. But sitting there with a 36.3 should put her in the top 5, don't you think?
I would hope so. Did you see what happened to her in the jog up?
No.
So it's like you get all dressed up. And all the cameras are taking pictures of you guys, and you and your horse are impeccably turned out, and you're supposed to jog down this road and turn around and jog back. Very easy. Apparently, her horse, Tate, Manoir de Carnville, bucked the entire time. I mean, you know what, over tea kettle, just bucked the entire way down. So every picture of her in the jog up, Tate is like catapulting himself into the air. And what's funny is she looks like it's not happening. She's just trotting right along in her heels. So it's great. You should try to find some pictures of it. Fantastic.
Well, and the other Americans that did pretty well over the weekend, Allison Springer, who, of course, was second at Rolex, did very well. She had a 40, so she's right in there. And your friend Clayton Fredericks was sitting in third after yesterday.
Well, of course he is, because he's got the best saddle in the world.
Before we go on to our first guest, we wanted to say that Monday is a holiday. It's a holiday I always forget about. I think after you're not in school anymore, and if you don't have kids, Labor Day just sort of fades into oblivion. So it is a holiday on Monday. There will not be a show on Monday. We will be back. We'll have a show on Tuesday, and then we'll be back live on Wednesday. So I just wanted to mention that we are off on Monday. Well, let's go to our first guest here, Jamie. She is waiting. She is an old friend of ours. Used to come to our farm many, many years ago and do clinics and became Jennifer's coach and had one of the neatest horses of all time. And that horse is now being honored in the United States Eventing Association Hall of Fame. Congratulations to Kim Womas for her induction of the Grey Goose. Congratulations, Kim.
Thank you, Glenn. I'm so excited.
I bet you are. You know, we've had you on before to talk about the Grey Goose and what a special horse that was, and how if you've seen pictures from eventing back in the day, you've seen pictures of the Grey Goose. But give for those that didn't hear that interview, just tell us a little bit about your fantastic horse.
Well, he was a real Cinderella story. You know, when I first met him, what I should say is when I first started working with him, he was a bit of a rogue. He dumped everybody. And he dumped me every day for a long time. Every day. It was solid. Every day. Dumped me. And there was only one person that could ride him, and that was the trainer at the barn, who was very wiry and strong, and he could cling to anything. But he tried to get rid of him, too, and he bit and he kicked, and he just didn't like people. It's like, I want out of all this. So he reminded me, though, of another horse that I'd had that was also a bit roguey and just appealed to me, that dark gray with the bump between the eyes. His eyes were little because he had them clenched all the time. And anyway, he was a challenge, and I decided that I don't know why I stuck with him, to be honest with you. I used to come home every day and say to my ex-husband, Jack, I used to say, I really feel sorry for whoever buys this horse because he's just a mess. He used to fall down because he was so clumsy. He was just, and he just bolted at anything. He was terrified. The horse was terrified. But through patience and listening to him, and he made friends with my then two-year-old daughter, actually, when I first started riding with him. He loved baby anythings. Gradually, he began to think, well, maybe humans can hear me. Maybe they can work with me. And we began to develop a relationship. But he didn't really come alive until our first cross-country course. And then it was like, wow, something fun to do. He just came alive. And by the fourth fence, he was looking for flags. It was an amazing feeling. I mean, I had jumped him. I had hunted him, much to my terror and that of everyone else around me. And it wasn't the same as the steady progression of cross-country fences. He thought that was the cat's meow. He just was like, this is what I was born to do. And from then on, we had something that we could work on together. I ended up buying him, or we ended up buying him and brought him back to the States. And I had never evented in my life when I got gray. It had always been my passion. I wanted to. I always wanted to be on the team. And just slowly, step by step, we went up the ranks and gained confidence, learned to trust one another. Thank God I met Sally Swift, who was able to start teaching me in a way that I could really understand and help my position and my ability to communicate with gray better. And then I met a bunch of, you know, I found and sought out and found other good instructors along the way, and we just grew. And you know, I just took it one step at a time. So
now,
what
did
I
he
say
ever,
to, go ahead.
I was going to say, did Grey Goose ever overcome the hate of people? You know, I know that you two bonded, but did he overcome that in general or just with you?
He always looked at everybody like when somebody would walk into the barn, he'd of course engage them, you know, and a lot of people, if they didn't know it was gray, they didn't give him any attention because he didn't look like much standing any stall. He was Clark Kent and Superman. He looked like somebody's cart horse standing in the stall. He really wasn't. He was made out of the bare parts. The parts were great, but they didn't actually go together all that well. So if they walked past and didn't pay him homage, then he wasn't going to have anything to do with you. But he got over the aggression mostly. Actually, honestly, Glenn, about once a month he would pull some snarky little move, and I'd have to put him in his stall and beat the walls with a whip. That's you know, I didn't hit him. I put him in, and I'd whack the walls with a crop, which is what they taught me in Ireland. And he'd plaster himself up against the far corner and say, I'm so sorry, I just couldn't help it. I just, I'll be good. And he'd be good for about another month, and then I'd have to do it again.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jamie's had some challenges with some horses, and you know, the way yours started out, it just goes to show for everybody out there that sometimes there is hope for those horses that we all think have a screw loose.
We just have to hear them. There's always a reason why they have that screw loose. And the only way to tighten that, you know, to get that screw to go back to the where it should be seated is to listen to them. They will guide us along the way if we just pay attention.
That is so true.
The hard part
of
that,
I mean, you're right, but
that is that we have to keep our body in one along the way.
You just have to back off. You know, you say, okay, this isn't working. I mean, there has to be firmness, of course, but each horse is different. I mean, I've always had horses. My first horse was just one of those saints, God love him. But from then on, I have had crazy horses, and except for the one I have now that I started. But the ones that I actually purchased, they were all crazy horses. And what they taught me was listen to me and not to what everybody else is saying. And when I did go ahead.
Well, I was just going to ask you, what do you think that was was there any one consistent thing that was wrong with these horses when you say, because I agree with you, you have to listen. And you really, you know, you don't have to give up. Don't give up. You know, there's always a way to figure it out. But did you have one kind of consistent overall thing they were trying to tell you?
I'm thinking. I would say the biggest thing is don't constrain me. That would be the biggest thing they were saying. Let me be free to express myself in my own way. And like one horse I had was a bolter. Why my father purchased him for me, I was 17 at the time, and he was my second horse, and the only thing I knew about riding came from books. But he fell in love with this horse and bought this bolter. And I kept feeling inside he was running away from the bit, and people kept telling me to put more and more bit on him. And finally I just said, well, this isn't working, and I went out and bought a Western Bothal, and I just went around his nose, and I put that on. I said, he's going to run off with me anyway. I don't have any control. I may as well try this. And that was the last. He never bolted him anymore. He was running away from the pain in his mouth. And that was true of another horse that I rode. And with Gray, his big piece was fear. And so he felt constrained by the fact that he was never allowed to really check things out. He just had to go do something. This was the way he, you know, when you start a horse, it's like, okay, you have to do it my way, and you have to suck it up, and you have to go forward, and you have to. So what stopped him from finally dumping me every day was when I finally said, okay, I'm just going to lead him around the area where I'm going to ride and let him look at everything, because I think this is coming from fear, not being cranky and rude and all that other stuff that everybody else was calling him. So when I did that, he didn't bolt and he didn't buck. Within an arena out on the trail, now that's another story, many stories, but go ahead.
Wow. I was just going to say, so it's amazing that horses will sit here and they will tell you these things. I find that most of the problems that come from the horses I have is either fear or pain. And you just never know the exact history of what the horses, you know, have. So if you can take away their pain and start to show them that they don't have to have fear, look what you did with your horse. I mean, you're saying this horse dumped you every day, and then you went and ran him, you know, in a situation that you were like Rolex, like crazy. So there had to be a breakthrough moment. Do you remember the day that was like, oh, my God, I think I got it?
Well, there were two breakthrough days. One was actually shipping him over from Ireland to the United States. This was, let me see, we brought Gray over in 1976, and they were still, like, picking the crate up with a crane and putting it on the plane.
Gosh.
I know. And so I didn't come over with him. There's a whole long story behind that. So I didn't come over with him, but the lady said, you know, it was pretty scary for the horses. We brought over a mare by the same sire at the same time. So there were two of them that we brought over. And then in quarantine, she said they had to go through this solution on the ground. And Gray had a real thing about water. I mean, this amazing horse who just flew across anything cross country started out with an absolute terror of ditches and water. Terror of them. Wouldn't go near them. No, they're going to eat me. So she said, you know, they survived all that. And he was a different horse after that. He had more self-confidence. I mean, that's really the issue behind all of this when you think about all these horses. When you're asking about that one point, they're lacking in self-confidence and self-esteem. They've been told they're bad. They've been told they're wrong. And their constant negative input, both physically and emotionally, and that was something I realized I had to build in Gray, his self-confidence, and with that eventually came self-esteem. But to get back to that trip, he didn't spook and bolt in the way he used to in Ireland once he got to the States. It's like he felt like, I survived this, I'm stronger than I think I am. And the second break, he gave him confidence, and the second breakthrough moment was our first lesson with Sally Swift. That changed everything, because before that, I often say to people, if I had owned a gun and knew how to shoot, I would have put both me and Gray out of our misery. I mean, it was dressage was bad. We were always last. We were always last in dressage, but we could come up with the jumping, but we were always, it was awful. It was just awful. It was miserable for me and miserable for him. And the other horses I rode, I got great scores on. We did great, but not me and Gray. No, it was just awful because we fought all the time. And then Sally Swift came along and showed me how to do it differently with softness and kindness. And I was in a lot of pain from injuries at that time, and she showed me how it was my own muscle tension from guarding against the pain that was actually causing the pain. And so she showed me how to release that and how to sit and use my body differently. And Gray was a whole different horse from that day forward. All of a sudden, we were having fun in the dressage, not just cross country.
Well, Gray's going to be inducted into the USCA's Hall of Fame, and that'll happen at Colorado Springs in December of this year. That's their annual convention. It's actually being held in the West, Jamie. And it's going to be resided by Denny Emerson's doing that presentation. So there's somebody you competed against back in the day, too.
Well, actually, Denny had sort of stopped. He wasn't competing as much when I was coming in. So I watched him compete a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure we did compete some, but yeah. Mm-hmm. But Denny's great. Denny's awesome.
Now, you're going to be there, right?
What?
What'd you say, Jamie?
I said, I hope you kicked his butt.
Oh! I got to say, the first time I you know, placed high over all these guys, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, there's that moment when you're in the warm-up ring and you look around and you go, oh, my God, look who's in the warm-up ring with me. And you have to say, okay, it's just me and my horse. Never mind. Now, don't let yourself get freaked out by this. Just me and my horse. Me and my horse. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, congratulations, Kim. And you know, this is well-deserved, and I'm so happy for you.
Thank you, Glenn. Thank you. I still get goosebumps every time I think about it.
Well, congratulations. And your website is what? What's the website that everybody can visit?
It's www.thewayofthehorse.com, or you can also reach it by my name. And the last name is W-A-L-N as in Nancy, E-S as in Sam.
Well, very good. It's thewayofthehorse.com, and we'll look forward to seeing the pictures of you at the convention in December.
Okay, Glenn. Are you going to be there?
We're gonna have to try and get Jamie up there, because she lives in Phoenix, so she's closer than me. I don't leave Florida anymore.
Oh,
Colorado Springs in the winter? That's cold. It's snowing.
Well, Well, I hope to meet you there, Jamie.
I hope to see you there, too.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Well, that's great. I'm excited for her. We've known Kim for a long time, and that's well deserved. And if you see pictures of the Grey Goose, Grey Goose was a stunning horse.
Oh yeah.
The other reason we had her on was to give you some hope.
Exactly. Well, I would like you to know that yesterday my horse performed his first ever counter canter without bucking. So that was a big day.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. And is your back recovered from last week? Remember you were telling us all that you had been jarred around a good bit?
I had my first physical therapy yesterday. It really sucks. Physical therapy, can I just tell you, like, it sucks. It's like, okay, here, I want you to lay down on the table. Okay, does this hurt? Yes! Okay, well, how about, does this hurt? Yes! Well, what about this? Does this hurt? Yes! It's awful. All it was, does this hurt? Does this hurt? Does this hurt? I was, like, in tears. Finally, I stopped him. I was like, what are you doing? You're just making me hurt. This is supposed to be therapy. I said, you've got three choices of what we can do right now. You can either take a needle and inject something into it, you can shock it with something, or you can run me over with your car. I don't care which, but stop doing what you're doing. And he was like, well, I can't inject it, and I'm not going to run over you with my car, so let's go do the shock thing. So I laid down and got shocked for like half an hour. So, no, physical therapy was not fun. I'm slated to go back today, but I think my back is actually bruised, so I'm not going to go back today. I'm going to take a day off.
That's fine. All right. Well, hope you get better. We'll be thinking about you and your back. We are going to take a break here for Kentucky Performance Products, and when we come back, I want to play a little bit of an interview that they did on the Dressage Show with Tammy Hogue about that great big huge alligator we all saw the pictures of.
Joint Armor from KPP provides your horse with the building blocks necessary to maintain healthy joints throughout his lifetime. Kentucky Performance Products Quality Assurance provides you with the confidence that you are purchasing a safe, high-quality product. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Joint Armor is concentrated and affordable. One jar lasts a whole 75 days. Joint Armor helps maintain fluid motion and flexibility in your horse's joints. It also supports normal cartilage development and reduces joint deterioration. Learn more about Joint Armor from Kentucky Performance Products and all their other terrific products at kppusa.com. That's kppusa.com.
Thank you to Kentucky Performance Products for the continuing support of Horses in the Morning with kppusa.com. Now, I've been watching Facebook here this morning, and a picture just came across my Facebook feed. I don't know where this came from or what year it was, but here's this picture of a very, very skinny, by the way. Jamie Jennings posted on her page, being hugged very closely by a couple of Backstreet Boys. Yes, those Backstreet Boys. What the heck?
Oh, God, I miss being that skinny. Oh. That looks like an eating disorder is what that looks like. Oh, that's fantastic. Yes, this is, I don't know when this was. This is some concert somewhere, I'm sure. But yeah, that's my friend Tracy, who was the afternoon girl, and she was the midday girl, and I was the afternoon girl. And that's us at Q100 with the Backstreet Boys. And the guy to my right, Kevin, we actually, after this event, went to a club, because that's what you do in Atlanta, is you go to the club. And all Kevin and I did was talk about horses all night, because he actually owned a farm in Kentucky. Leave it to me. I'm not going to mac on the guys. I'm going to talk about his wife and his farm and what kind of horses they have.
Yeah, I can honestly say sure. I haven't heard Backstreet Boys in a while. That's a name I haven't heard in a while.
All right. No, Backstreet Boys went on tour with New Kids on the Block. So it was like a BSB NKOTB tour or NKOTBSB.
I forget. Anyway, I think they're on tour right now. God, I wish I was that skinny.
All right, well, you know, the other day we had that picture that Tammy Hoag, the famous author and dressage rider from Wellington, Florida, posted. Remember, Wellington had all the flooding the other day from Isaac. And she posted that picture of that humongous alligator outside in the barnyard of her barn.
Oh, my God.
Head to head. I mean, I'm telling you, this thing looked like it was something, you know, prehistoric. It was the biggest one I've ever seen. Well, that made the rounds. And Tammy has 45,000 friends on Facebook because she is a very famous author. She sold 22 million copies of her books. And she posted that picture on there. There were 1,300 comments, Jamie, on there. Some of them very funny. But I know. She was interviewed yesterday by Reese Coughler Stanfield and Philip from the Dressage Show. And I have a couple of minutes of that interview for you where she talks about the gator and the flooding. So here it is.
Oh, cool.
Hi, Tammy. Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So you caught our attention on Facebook. Actually, Glenn and I, about the same time, saw the picture of that huge alligator outside of your barn in Wellington, and we had to call you. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
What a monster. What an absolute monster. I mean, really, we said that's not an alligator. That's a dinosaur. That's something that came up out of the primordial swamp, I think.
Oh, my gosh. Is something for your next book? That's all I got to say.
For sure, yes. Yes, definitely. Inspiration.
Oh, my goodness. So tell us a little bit about what's going on down there and what happened, because we haven't heard a lot on the national news about Wellington at all.
Yeah, they kind of forgot about us, you know, because the actual hurricane went, of course, to New Orleans, but we got the back side of it. And, you know, they had been saying we would have rain and some wind, but they were thinking, you know, 5 or 6 inches of rain, not 14 or 15 inches of rain, which is what happened. And the rain started pretty much in earnest on Sunday, and it just did not quit. It was Sunday night, and thunderstorms and tornadoes, and, you know, it was the wrath of God coming down on us. It was crazy. And it just kept going, you know, and all day Monday, and everything flooded. There was just nowhere for the water to go. So, you know, a lot of the communities, the horse neighborhoods and stuff around here, were just really literally underwater. And today it's a little bit better. Things are receding somewhat. But, you know, the paddocks where I keep my horses, you know, I said we need to start advertising that we do aqua therapy, you know, bring your horse, swim in our spacious pools, because that's what it looked like. It was just crazy.
So how deep do you think that the water was, and how extensive, you know, was the damage to any buildings or what? Did the water come into the barns, or are the barns
It did not come into our barn, because the barns where my horses are built up really well. But there were certainly a lot of places that had water everywhere and water in the buildings, anything that was at all low-lying. And there's a whole community out west of town where the people are literally still, today, still stranded in their houses, and they don't have power. And, you know, they're going up and down the streets in canoes and airboats and stuff. So, it got really serious to the west of town, especially. But even in my community right in Wellington, I couldn't leave my house. I couldn't get in. My street was flooded. There was nowhere to go. You couldn't get out. And even when I decided I could get out, that was a bad idea, and I drowned my car.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
That was bad.
Wow. And your horses, they're all okay? They've just been in the barn? What have they been doing for them?
Well, we've been able to now. The last, yesterday, they got to get out and tack walk and everything like that. But, the arenas are all flooded, and, you have to keep an eye out on the road, because, you know, I mean, every kind of swamp creature is floating around out there. So a big shift of, you know, snakes going places and alligators going places. And it's the wild kingdom.
Well, there you go. So that was Tammy Hogue down in Wellington. They're dealing with the nature down there after the flooding, and apparently the waters are receding. The racetrack down there actually allowed people to bring their horses in and didn't charge them and put them up in the stalls there, so that was very nice of them. Speaking of racetracks, one of our favorites is out this weekend, and, you know, we hear about all of these horses from this year's crop being hurt and retired. Here's one that's still going strong.
Yeah, Mucho Macho Man is currently the 8-5 favorite for the mile and an eighth Woodward Stakes, which is actually a grade one stakes race. And Kathy Repo and Mucho Macho Man have never won a grade one stakes race. So this is going to be a big deal. There's some big names on this card, including a name called Shackelford, actually, is going to be racing that day as well. So it's going to be Mucho Macho Man at the Woodward Stakes September 1st. I guess that's tomorrow. So tomorrow is the big day. So it's going to be good. Yeah, he is so tough. All these horses that are having trouble, and this guy, Mucho Macho Man, is as tough as nails, and he just keeps going. Now, I can't think, is Mike Smith going to be riding him again? Yes, Mike Smith is riding him again, because last time on board at Belmont, Mike Smith rode him, and they won.
Yep, I'm looking forward to that. We'll post it on our Facebook page as soon as we get the video from the race, and we wish all of them luck. Of course, their owners come on here, Patty and Dan Reeves, come on here all the time on the show and give us updates. So we'll have to try and catch up with them next week after he wins. We're going to think confident here. We'll have to go down to the creepy off-track betting place here in Ocala and bet our $2.
They're going to start to think you guys are regulars. 2 weekends in a row. Wow. Now, another racing news, Frankel, who they're saying is the greatest racehorse alive right now. Frankel, who is currently 13-13, and 10 of those 13, he's beat everybody by more than 4 lengths. And he's won 4 of them by over 7 lengths. He is the favorite for a race that's coming up, let's see, in England. It's the Quipco Champion Stakes at Ascot, October 20th. Now, the thing with him racing October 20th is everybody was hoping that Frankel was going to come to the Breeders' Cup, but they just announced that it's not going to happen. So he's going to stay over in England. They also thought he was going to run in the Arc de Triomphe, which is a huge race, but it's too long. So they're going to keep him at a shorter distance because he is usually running about a mile and a quarter. So he's going to run a mile and 5/16 in October 20th. So no Frankel in the Breeders' Cup. So I guess I won't have to drive to California after all just to see Frankel.
Now, we haven't heard much about Black Caviar since the race in England. He's been kind of off the picture. I wonder I'm sorry. I keep doing that. She's been kind of off the radar. We'll have to do some research and figure out what's going on with Black Caviar, if they're going to race her again, and what the story is.
Well, I think they were going to give her some time off, is what they were going to do, give her a little vacation. Yeah, so I'll try to find out what's going on.
Best sprinter in the world. Hey, you know how lately we've been having a lot of discussion about donkeys, and we've been posting cute donkey pictures and everything. Well, I got to officially declare here on Horses in the Morning that I'm over it. I'm over the donkeys. I'm not doing donkeys anymore, and I'll tell you why. Because they're dangerous. Donkeys are mean, cruel, dangerous animals. And we're just not being nice to donkeys anymore, because you know what happened? And it isn't a terrible story. In Hollywood Park, Texas, the mayor was found dead after being attacked by a 500-pound donkey on his ranch. The donkey killed him. So that's it. I'm done with donkeys. They're too dangerous.
So
I'm not going to have a donkey. Yeah. Yeah, they found him dead.
Is it confirmed that the donkey killed him? What did the sheep tell on the donkey? I mean, what happened?
No,
I don't get
it. I think that in another article I read, they were pretty sure the donkey killed him by the marks on his body.
Donkey did it.
Yeah, the donkey apparently wasn't happy. And, you know, we've seen donkeys get mad before in videos and stuff, and they could be, any horse or donkey or animal like that, when they get mad, can be dangerous. But this one, they actually found him. He was supposed to come home, and his wife said he hasn't been home for hours and hours. Of course, you know ranches in Texas are big. So they sent some people out to look for him, and they found him beside his truck, and his truck was still running after hours. Apparently, he had gotten out of the truck and got attacked by the donkey. The wife has not decided what she's going to do with the donkeys yet. So apparently, he had more than one donkey. But that's it. No more donkey talk. We're done with donkeys here. They're dangerous. I'm not going to have You know, if I had a miniature donkey out there, it would probably attack me and eat me.
Well, this was the donkey's job, though, was to protect the cows. And maybe he looked like a wolf. I don't know. He could have looked like a wolf, and that was the donkey's job. So, but you're just done with donkeys. We're never talking about them again.
Nope, donkeys are done in my life. They kill people. That's it. Okay. No more donkeys.
Okay. We'll see how that goes. listen, Glenn, here's what the donkey needed. And maybe this is what you need. Maybe you need to sit down and just like cross your legs and put your hands palms up on your knees and touch your thumb and your middle finger together and just take a deep breath and play some music, because music therapy.
Like this? Does this help, you think? Is that what you were talking about, music therapy?
That's not quite what I was thinking of. More something like, I don't know, like this.
Yeah.
Something like that, I would think, would be a little bit better. However, music therapy has now been used to reduce the stress associated with weaning foals. So apparently, there were 12 weanlings in this study. They were raised together, and they were divided into two separate groups, matched for temperament. And on weekends, the weanlings were all turned out together. On weekdays, one group remained in the paddock while the other group was in the stall. And they would listen to music. And the horses that had the music were noticeably had lower heart rates and less stress. Significantly reduced heart rate variability is what the study says. This study was done at the University of Queensland. They have lots of money apparently in Australia, and they just want to spend it on studies. So check out, guess what the music was they listened to? It wasn't what you played. It wasn't what I played. And I'm trying to think of this music from this movie because they used some music from Forrest Gump.
What?
What's the music from Forrest Gump? I remember like all the 70s classics that they played, but they used the music from the Forrest Gump movie, the main theme. Now, what is the Forrest Gump main theme, Glenn?
I have no idea. I remember Forrest Gump. The part I remember about Forrest Gump is when he was winning in the casinos, and I thought, I need a friend like that. No, that's all I remember. Don't you remember
Forrest
when he was
Gump,
winning in the casino?
I think you're thinking of Rain Man. Are you thinking of Rain Man?
Yeah, maybe I'm thinking of Rain Man. See, I don't even remember Forrest Gump.
Okay, here's the main thing.
Oh, Forrest Gump is the one where he was with the president and then Kennedy and all that stuff. Yeah, that's
yeah.
I don't remember the music. I hardly remember
this?
The movie.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the main thing. That is soothing. Oh, it's when the feather was flying around and stuff. Okay, I got it. So that was apparently what they used to soothe the foals. That is soothing. I feel like taking a nap. So that's the theme that they used, and it calmed down all the foals. So if you are weaning some babies, just go ahead and play them the main theme from Forrest Gump. It's proven to bring your heart rate down. There you go. Thank you.
Very good. Well, on that note, let's get to some half-decent music, unlike the Australian 14-year-old girl. And before we get to that, though, I got to talk about the Shake and Fork. You know, Equity Manufacturing is one of our favorites. And if you notice the picture of me on the Horse Husbands Unite Facebook page, which, by the way, has gone mainstream now because I just noticed Horse Nation found it and posted it on their page. So, you know, that's bound to get us up another 100 people on there. The picture I posted there is me with my Equity fork. Did you notice that? Well, a couple of weeks ago, we had a lady on by the name of Shelly Mandel, and she was from Advantage Bedding. It's an actual bedding company that makes and sells bedding. And this is what she had to say about the Shake and Fork.
I have a Shake and Fork myself, and used in conjunction with our bedding, it's a wonderful thing. The Shake and Fork, I love my Shake and Fork so much. It cuts my stall cleaning in, I can clean out a stall in 3 minutes flat if I have a horse that is neat. And it's just, you know how men like have their power tools? They have to have like a tool for every single job that they need to do.
Yes.
Well, in most cases, the women are the ones that have to clean the stalls. And I do recommend that they each have a Shake and Fork, because once you start using it, you can't live without it. You totally decrease the amount of bedding that you throw away, and you can pick out through the hay, get all the shavings out. I love it. I think it's the best product on the market as far as for cleaning stalls, and every single barn should have one.
Well, there you go. There's a woman that actually makes bedding and uses the Shake and Fork every day. They are terrific product. You know, it may be a little more expensive than you're used to paying for a manure fork, but it is well worth it. You'll never go back. You'll never use anything else. Jamie and I both used ours the other day to clean up all the branches that were around after the storm. And I know you guys use yours all the time. You and your husband fight over it.
It's a silent fight, Glenn. It's a silent fight. One of us picks it up and, dear God, if you set that sucker down, it is gone. I will take it without him knowing it. And then he'll take it back from me. That's just the way it works. So we're kind of looking around at purchasing another one. I think we're going to have to get another one because I think it's causing a problem. And then God forbid Jose come at the same time. It's like, you know, World War III.
That's the Shake and Fork and the Flex and Fork. You can find them both at equitymfg.com. Well, Templeton Thompson came out with a brand new song that I think you're going to love. You've got to see the video for this. We posted it on our Facebook page. Check it out.
Is this it?
No.
Oh, wow.
Poor Tim.
Oh, wow.
How about this?
Okay, player song. Player song.
Called Still House Jane. I'm trying to play it. Not playing. Where is it? Not hearing anything.
It says it's playing it. We may have to play
good.
The other one again.
It's not good. It's not playing.
Mine says
okay.
It's playing. Let me try it. Here we go. Nothing. Oh, is that it?
Let's see. Wait a minute.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
I sound just like her.
Good.
This doesn't sound like the song.
No.
I have an idea. I have an idea.
Oh,
this is
no,
what
I
we're
know
going to do, ready. Here we go. That one worked.
She talks about him, dreams about him, thinks about him all the time. She's got to have him, be lost without him. You can see it in her eyes. What is it? What is it with girls and horses? Now when I was a young girl, they were my whole world. They were my
That is Templeton Thompson, Girls and Horses, in case you've never heard that one before. It's, you know, that's what it is. There you go. you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. And, Glenn, is it that time?
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but... he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It's time for Really Bad Ads this week. Thank you so much for listening in. We really appreciate it. Everybody's favorite time of the week. And we have an excellent prize this week. It's donated by Pink Pony Bakery. And that, you know, I have to do this because it was one of Jamie's favorite songs. Take a listen.
I believe in the Pink Pony Bakery.
That's the Pink Pony Bakery. That's right. The winner today is going to receive a $50 plus big basket full of goodies from Pink Pony Bakery. They make little cupcakes, and they make donuts, and they make all of these wonderful treats that your horse will absolutely love. Beaker goes crazy for this stuff. He will eat your hand off. You have to be careful when you're feeding it to him. So we can't recommend enough the Pink Pony Bakery treats. You can find them at pinkponybakery.com. I know you love it.
It's still going.
It's long.
Don't forget about
it. Okay, I won't do it.
Yep, it sounds like this.
Oh, wow.
You know, we're going to have to leave that in there forever now.
Forever. Don't ever take this off. Pink Pony Bakery has the food is a lot better than the song. Well, she could sing it for them. She could sing it. Actually,
it
you know, perfect. I must admit, I went on, even though I hated the song, I went on to the Pink Pony Bakery's website. Oh, my God. I wanted to eat those treats.
It's
There's
cute,
little
isn't
treats.
It?
They have cookies with the peppermint kind of stuck in. Like, remember when your grandma made cookies and they were like the shortbread and they had the Hershey's Kiss on top of it at Christmas time? This is like peppermints on top. And then they have little donuts, and it looked really good.
I got in trouble once for eating all the Hershey's Kisses off the tops and leaving the cookies. My mom wasn't too happy about that.
No, you ruined them. You ruined them.
The best part was the Hershey Kiss. Yes, these are really good stuff, and your horse will absolutely love them. And let's find out who the winner is. First, really bad ad. By the way, these are ads that are done that people post on Craigslist. The names we are reading are not the names of people who posted the really bad ad. They are the people who submitted the really bad ad, who read the really bad ad, and are our listeners. These are people we like. So we're not picking on these people. These are people we like. And the first person we really like is Tiffany Crumbly, who posted or sent us this really bad ad. It's really short. You know, sometimes people talk too much like me. This one's short. Horses for sale. If you want a horse that rides, I have a few. Call me. There you go. What more needs to be said?
Right. Did he ride? All right. And you got to mention that this is in Dothan, Alabama. So, hi, if you want a horse to ride, I have a few. Go ahead and call me. All right, the next one Tiffany also sent, and I like this one even better because this one's free. Free saddle, and this is in Lawrenceville, Alabama. Free saddle with the purchase of a horse. So if they're giving away a saddle, that sucked me in. I would have clicked on it because it wrote free saddle. Free saddle with the purchase of a horse. Got two horses for sale. One's a painting horse and the other's a Poco Leo breed. I don't know what a Poco Leo breed is, but they're only asking $400 for each horse, or to package deal, $750 together. And remember, each horse comes with a free saddle. So call if interested. So not only is it one free saddle, it's two free saddles. Oh, my God. Call them, please. Thanks, Matt. Thank you very much, Tiffany.
Well, I gotta say that Michelle Dunks sent in the best trailer picture this week. Every week we have a really bad trailer. This one, I guess it still counts as a trailer. But anyway, Jennifer, you need to post this, but also post the ad. Old horse trailer, $125. Need some paint, lumber, and lights. Could be a great utility trailer, and you could build it yourself cheap. Well, let's just say this is a picture of a metal frame, rusty, rusty old metal frame with what looks like might be two what's left of tires, and it has a roof, but that's it. There's no sides, there's no floor, there's no lights, just nothing. Just a rusty frame.
And the thing is, this is one of those one-horse trailers, too. So you don't even get to have a two-horse trailer. This is just a one-horse. Well, it's not even a one-horse. Like, I don't even know what you could put in here besides lumber. Strap something to it. I don't know.
You know, we've had a lot of convertible trailers recently that I never even knew existed where the top, there's no top. This one has no sides, but it has the top. So if we got those two trailers together, we'd be in great shape. We'd be perfect.
You know, that's true. But what Michelle goes on to say is, like, really, all it needs is paint, lumber, and lights. I'm pretty sure it needs some more stuff besides paint, lumber, and lights. Like, I don't know. Everything. I mean, anything. You wouldn't put a horse in this to save your life. All right.
Not even an old one.
Yeah, no, definitely not. Well, Glenn, read the next one. I don't know who it's from.
You wouldn't read it. With your chicken.
No.
Now the next one
this
I noticed
is shady.
It's a little shady but funny. Mandy posted this on her Facebook page the other day. She's our tech guru, and are you a fan of Jason Aldean and Luke Bryan? By the way, Jamie,
I must say that you know, they're a little country for me, but my husband loves Jason Aldean, and Luke Bryan is a hottie. So I get it, like. If I was to get free concert tickets to this concert, I would definitely go. Now, what I want to know is, why is Mandy perusing the personal ads in Craigslist? Seriously?
I've warned everybody about
that. She
was
trying to find tickets for the concert. She was trying to find tickets for sale to this concert. Let me listen, because your husband's not invited, by the way, to this particular party. This is the ad. So my husband and I are looking for two gorgeous gals to accompany us to the Jason Aldean and Luke Bryan concert on Friday. We ended up with two extra tickets, and rather than sell them, we want to bring some fun and hot girls with us to enjoy the show with. On the seating chart, we are in X2. We will be attending, and the extra two seats are next to us, of course. Hottest tickets in Syracuse, so we're looking for the hottest girls to come with us. We'll provide the tickets and the beers. We'll get you drunk, and you can come show looking great and ready to have a good time. We're a young, fun couple, both 25 and huge country fans, but we want to know why we should invite you to the show with us. Send us pics, emails, or even videos, whatever it'll take to convince us. Sexiest, hottest submissions win the tip. Just want to bring some genuinely fun people to share the show with. Well, there you go. I'm sure that you sent in your video already, haven't you?
I guess Mandy did. Good Lord.
So you think
it's a
first of all,
young
not
married
real. They don't
couple.
Have any, they don't have any tickets. Yeah. There's no couple. This is some dirty old guy who wants to get emails and videos.
I didn't even go with that one. I wouldn't even go with. I didn't even go there. That would be your dirty brain.
The truth. That's what this one's about. Oh my God! Sign up today, Jamie. Win your ticket. Oh, I think I lost Jamie. She hated the ad so much she left, Jennifer. She hung up on us. She didn't like it. She hung up. She said, I don't want to do this ad.
No, you know what she's doing?
Yeah.
She's replying to that email.
She hung up so she could make her video
Jennifer,
quick.
Jennifer, I heard that.
I knew that would get you back.
How dare you? I think I think Glenn hung up on me so he would be able to email this lady first. Okay, Mandy, let us know how the concert goes for you, okay? Enjoy. All right, let's move on. That's just, there's so many places we could go with that, but we are a family-friendly show. And just please don't drink anything that you haven't seen poured, because they're going to roofie you. All right. Glenn Forrester sent this one in, and he says, if you read it with the punctuation where the author put it, wow. Of course I'll read it with the punctuation where the author put it. That's what I do. This is called Horses, 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 and this is in West Fork. Glenn, where's West Fork?
No idea.
Okay. Hello, and that's three L's. Hello, I have a seven-year-old. TB, that is a big baby. He's about 16.2 hands and is underweight because we rescued him. I want 400 for him. He is well worth it. He has ran barrels. And he has got 18 on them. If you pushed him, he would be way better. He is papered with the jockey club. Then we have a paint mare that is 14 hands and has kids climbing all over her. I would trust her with any kid of any age. I am waiting 400 for her. She is an awesome horse, and she has ran barrels, and she has this fast. This girl is get up and goo. Then we have two studs, and we have a paint stud and a sorrel. Stud, they are both green broke, and the sorrel stud has bred a few of our mares.
I bet he has.
I don't know whether you like it or not. He's bred a few of your mares. I don't know about the paint, but these boys are going to be buff as heck. This horse will only go to approved homes, and I'm interested in trading. Bottle cap goats, other horses. You can call and text me. Are approved homes that actually only spell and punctuate correctly? If that's the case, we are a shoo-in, Glenn. What
we hear about more breeds on here. Like, I've never heard of a bottle calf goat either. That's a new one for me. Go look that one up.
Oh, my God. I don't know what that is either. Bottle calf goats.
bottle calf goats
are their horses. It's all one word.
It's all one word. Melissa Jameson, who I think is new, Let me read. She wrote us a little note. Let me read her a little note first. She says, "Yay, I found a seriously bad ad. I feel so sorry for this horse because he probably does not have a bright future ahead. I live in England, being stationed with the Air Force." Look at that, another Air Force person, Jamie.
What's up, girl?
And listen to your podcast the morning after. It's been really difficult to find terrible ads here in England. What, are they smarter than us? So while I'm on vacation at my husband's family home in Kansas, I immediately pursued Craigslist. This is the second ad I clicked on, and oh boy, I think you'll find it's a real winner or catastrophe, Melissa. Well, first of all, Melissa, thank you so much for serving. We really appreciate that. And thank you for pointing out that we are idiots compared to the people in England. Just saying.
We do have a lot of terrible ads that come from Australia, so there's got to be bad ones in England. But you know what? I do like the fact that she's like, I arrived in Kansas. They must have bad ads here. It's Kansas.
5-year-old gelding needs a home, $300. I have an Arabian / Appaloosa mix who we believe is about 5 years old. He has no papers. We assume he's gelded. However, his current behavior may hold the truth. He's not broken and basically can be caught and brushed, but that's about it. He's been shuffled from owner to the owner, each putting some time into him, but then ending up selling him. Big red clue. I really hope he can be someone's backyard horse, someone who has the time and knowledge to train him. He's stabled currently, but he needs to be moved as he's trying to mount every mare that he comes near. He has very kind eyes, but... He has very kind eyes, and I believe he will end up being a wonderful horse once he's trained and not mounting every mare in the neighborhood. That being said, I don't know how he's even gotten to the stables in the first place. I seriously doubt he trailers. He does need to be restabled, so whoever takes him will need to come get him, as I don't own a trailer. The best scenario would be trade for an older, well-trained gelding.
Good luck.
Good luck. Please email if you think you have enough time, patience, and room for him. Okay. Do they not have a vet in Kansas that could take a ride out, take a peek under the horse, and see if he, in fact, is gelded, as she says? Do they not have one vet in that place?
This kind of thing, she's right. Like, that, Melissa, you're right. I feel bad about for him, too, because there's nothing that irritates me more than people that have, you know, horses that are up to 5 years old that have never been handled. Because that's never going to be a good situation for anybody, the next person that gets the horse or the person that has him. Now, an Arabian Appaloosa cross, wow, that must be beautiful. And let me get this straight. You want to trade that for an older, well-trained gelding? Let me get this straight. You're going to give me your unhandled Arabian Appaloosa mix who is studdish for my well-trained gelding? Wow, what a deal. Take him, please. You know what, Glenn, if I may get off on a tangent here, I've got to let you know about a phone call I got 2 days ago from a woman in the neighborhood. And she calls me and she says, Jamie, I have a friend that has a horse. Because for some reason, I am the neighborhood Craigslist. Everybody calls me when they have a horse for sale or for giving away or any free horse, they call me. I'm a sucker. So
let's take a look in the mirror, Jamie.
Thank you very much, Glenn. I understand that. She called and she said, Jamie, I have a friend that has a horse for you. Actually, she was going to stop by your house, but then I said, I knew you, so I just figured I'd give you a call. She has this fantastic horse. He is incredibly well-trained. He is a 5-year-old, and he is meant to be a jumper. She thinks that he just wants to jump, which probably means that he's in this neighborhood Western trained, but he's not very good at being Western, and he's probably a runaway. So they think, well, let's put a jump in front of him. But apparently, this horse is born to jump, Glenn. Born to jump. And seeing that I had jumps in my front pasture, this woman thought I needed to have this horse, who is 5 years old. He is an Appaloosa with no spots, and for the bargain price of $6,000. Wow, what a deal. Let me get this straight. You're going to give me an unspotted Appaloosa because basically he's terrible at Western, so you think he must go jump, and you're going to give me an eventer that jumps you know, ideally 4 foot out of Appaloosa that has no spots for $6,000. I said, you know what, let me just, I'll sit on that one for a while, and I'll let you know if I know anybody. This is my answer. I don't have any space right now. I've actually got a new horse coming in town on Sunday, which, by the way, I get Betty Faye's horse on Sunday. I'm so excited. I'm like, I don't have any stalls available, but you know what? I will keep that in mind if I know somebody. And they're like, oh, my God, that is so nice of you. Who wants a basically wild, untested Appaloosa jumper who never jumped for $6,000? If you do, call me because I've got one for you.
I have a question. Do any of your neighbors listen to the show?
No.
Oh,
I don't tell anybody I do this. Are you kidding? Nobody I know listens to the show besides my mother. I'm not no dummy.
Oh, you have All to right. do the next one, Jamie. You have to do the next one.
This is fantastic. And I need to read it in a special voice. And then, and Gemma sent this one in, and I've got to thank her because this is going to be fun. We have sound effects to go with it. She says that this is our first ad written by a psychopath seeking information on a mare. Hi, I still haven't registered.
Wait a minute. You
what?
Need this. You need this to go with
I've got it, Glenn. Stop. I got it.
Okay.
You just ruined my whole bit. Thank you very much. I got it. I'm going to play it. Here we go. Hi. I sold a registered appendix quarter horse mare a few years back to a couple that really wanted a nice, well-bred mare. And she goes on to name the people. They promised me that if they could no longer afford to keep her, to call me and stay in touch. Needless to say, no one has called, and I have called the Quarter Horse Association to see if she had changed hands, and she hasn't. So now, I am asking all stallion owners and horse people in Jordan and surrounding areas if they have seen this quarter mare. She has some white stripe on her face, strip on her nose. She's not branded, but she does have a barbed wire scar on her back hind leg, and she is a dark sorrel, and she was born in 1997. Have you seen my horse? It's not playing. She stands 15 one hands high. Stocky. She's hippie. She's built like a quarter. Super nice head, pretty face, and she was a fat, healthy mare when I had her. She likes to eat, but she also throws nice foals. The mare wasn't broke to ride when I sold her. She was just a brood mare. But she may be broke by now, and I would like to know anything there is to know about her welfare. I know folks have seen her, but they probably don't want to get involved. Well, please do. I know you've seen her, and I will find her, just to see how she is. If I have to take a long drive to find out, I am hoping someone will save me the gas and email me the answers that I seek. Then a few photos would be helpful. I just want to make sure this mare is in a good home and being taken care of, like this couple promised me they would. And I know promises can be broken. I just want to make sure that this mare is being taken care of. I shouldn't have told her to start. I raised her few holes and I worked. She is getting up. She's been mistreated, and I won't stand for that at all. I don't want her to end up in a boneyard waiting for slaughter. She's too good for that.
We can't hear you over the music.
I know that these folks move around a lot. So if anyone out there has any information at all, please email me. Because I don't want her to end up in a boneyard waiting for slaughter. She is too good for that, and she better not ever end up there, or there will be a lawsuit. This mare could be in a stable somewhere, and she could be with other horses. But when it's time for breeding, I know that there has to be a stallion somewhere close by if she is being bred right. Thanks for your time, and I hope someone will email me. Carrie, P.S. I won't give up looking for her.
Oh my God, this lady is demented. She sold this. Not like the horse was stolen. This isn't on Net Posse. She sold this freaking horse to the people.
And they haven't sold the horse since then. So why are you bothering them? I know that folks have seen her, but they probably don't want to get involved. But please do so. Save me the guests. Email me the photos, or I will kill you. Wah-ha-ha-ha. Good Lord.
Oh, my. The next one is from Brenda Nellum. Sent this one. Oh, no. No, I'm not doing it. Nope. Not doing it. We're going.
Gonna do it. Look at that face, Glenn.
Oh, my God. There's two in a row. Not doing it. They're deadly. They're killers. We can't talk about this. Nobody can buy this. It's the killer. Look at that face.
Oh, look at that face. That's the cutest face ever. And look at the other one. All right, read it, Glenn. And read it the way it is.
I don't know if I can. Says hi. I have a castrated male donkey for sale, which just means this donkey is pissed. His name is
Castrated.
He is very, very sweet donkey. When he's not biting your face off, he'll give you kisses, and he likes to be brushed. He does really good around other animals because he's only killing people. He has been in with my goats and sheep and does very well. He loads and very surprisingly well for being killed. I'm asking $150 for this killer donkey. I want him to go to a good home, no meat shop or anything. And if you want this killer donkey, you can call Ash. Look at that face. That's the face of a killer. Right there.
You got to leave this music, too. This is fantastic. Glenn, it's a cute donkey. It is castrated, which takes away any killer instinct at all. And he's very sweet.
Wrong all these years. That just pisses them off.
It just makes them mad. Take their, you know what, away. The next one is a very cute. And again, it's a mini donkey and a baby for sale. Sweet, gentle Jenny and baby. Mom rides, leads, and loves attention. What's so spectacular about this donkey? Is this not psycho? This is like the cutest thing ever. Okay, it is a sweet, gentle Jenny and her baby. And the mama's broke to ride, and she's a little bit skinny. But what is amazing about this photo is that, and Andrea McCullough sent this one in, and she's absolutely right. It looks like they're standing in a Walmart parking lot. Why are these two donkeys on a sea of concrete? If we can post this one, that would be fantastic, and even include Jen what Andrea wrote, because that's the point. At first, I was like, these are really cute, and then I'm like, wait, why are they in a parking lot? So enjoy. They must have gotten loose, and somebody's trying to collect on them. That's all I can think of. But what Glenn thinks of is that they're killer donkeys. Oh my God!
They are. Look at that little donkey. It's a killer right there.
Oh, God,
what's wrong with the mama? Did they shave the mama? What's with the hairdo? That's a horrible hairdo. Anyway, Dawn Bailey, let's get off of donkeys because I'm getting the willies here. Dawn Bailey sent this one in, horse trainer, $100. Apparently you can buy a horse trainer for $100. My name is Christine, in quotes, Chrissy, and I am 19, starting my own business in the horse training. I've ridden since I was two, so for 17 years, I haven't fallen off a horse yet. I can break a horse to saddle or halter break a baby, or I can break the smallest horse and the biggest horse. I have always to break ponies and riding them and guaranteed to work, and I won't beat your horse, and I won't abuse it, and I'm a farmhand, but I'm going to get hit or wipe out your horses. I'll charge $20 an hour, $120 for 30 hours, and $200 for 40 hours, and I'll do so every day but one day a week and 3 hours every day and skipping a day a week and 400 ad every day in a month for 450. I can train any discipline, riding, or halter.
Wow. Wow. Fantastic job.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
I I would like to point out that you read that all very well, but you did not read the misspellings. You gave her way too much credit because she is guaranteed to work, and she won't beat your horse. That she is not going to wipe your horses. I'm not. What does that mean? I'm not going to hit or wipe your horse. I guess. Oh, whip, whip. That's what whip. She meant, right? Oh gosh, that's fantastic. And that was sent in by Don Bailey. Thanks, Don. Fantastic.
The other thing that caught me on that one before we go on is she's been 17 years she's ridden and hasn't fallen off a horse yet. Pretty good.
That's pretty good. I would like to tell you what Barb Crabo, my trainer, said the last time I fell off. I was like, oh, as I'm laying on the ground, I'm like, oh, I haven't fallen off in like 5 years. And Barb goes, well, then obviously you haven't been riding hard enough. As I'm laying on the ground, dirt in my mouth. Thanks, Barb. You're so sweet and sensitive. All right. Beth, as again, send in the next one. This is an 8-year-old quarter horse gelding for $900 in Jasper County. There is a Jasper County, Georgia, so I'm going to assume that this is it. All right. Great trail horse. Does need somebody that know how to ride. I believe older child can ride him as long as they are not a beginner. He is great with feet and is sound. He is traffic safe. I really need to get him out by the first as we are moving. He is between 15 and 16 hands. I am 5'2 and can get on him by myself, but he's a little tall for me. For $50 extra, I can include all of his tack and his brushes. I have a 15-inch synthetic Texas Star saddle. Email me if interested. Just do not email me for pictures. Serious inquiries only. I can send pictures. Again. What is that? Chad left out loud, so this is funny. Again, he is around 8 years old. He is between 15 and 16 hands. I am asking $950 extra for his things. He is very sound, but likes to run when you first get on him. This is not... Put him in a corner, because he gonna run away with you. He is very sound, but likes to run when you first get on him. This is not because I run him, because I have never ran on him. And that's
well,
the
apparently
end
you have. We should get him together with the trainer right above.
She's
never
oh, my God.
Perfect.
Great idea. She will not beat or wipe your horses. So, you know, and if you can keep up with her charging rate, $20 an hour or $120 for 30 hours, she did not do her math very well.
We're going to skip ahead, Jamie, to the winner, and we'll save the rest for next week, including the goose one. We'll save that for next week.
What? Oh, that was the best one.
Running out
of
time.
We'll do the winner. All right, the winner is... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, the winner this week receives the wonderful Pink Pony Bakery Treats. Favorite of the Beaker here at the studio. Absolutely loves Pink Pony Bakery Treats. This is a huge basket of stuff. We really appreciate them donating it, and you can find them at pinkponybakery.com.
And the winner is, drumroll please, Leilani Putin. I don't know how to say her last name, but Leilani, you are the winner because you have Thunderhead. This is Thunderhead, perfect gelding for anyone. That is the title. And again, the first line is Thunderhead, perfect gelding for beginners and children and beautiful too, color white with light gray spots. He does not change colors during the summer, does not sunburn, 2 years old, but is great for kids, perfect size and disposition. 2 years old. Okay, let me just go ahead on with the ad because I want you to keep in mind that this perfect children's horse is 2 years old and he does not sunburn. Easy to mount, stands perfectly still. He is short but very stout. Anyone, any size can ride him. Thunderhead is a great horse for anyone. Trail riding, doesn't act up when you ride him around the farm. Thunderhead! Doesn't mind seeing deer or turkey on the trail. which is a problem, I'm sure, everywhere. Leads or follows with no problems, come try out Thunderhead. I'm always looking for an excuse to ride. My granddaughter will probably ride him this weekend. She's five! Thunderhead loves to be petted, and you can catch him anywhere in the field. Movies made just for you. The current movie shows some of the neighbor boys riding him. They would like to ride him every day. Reply for a movie. I'll make a movie of Thunderhead just for you. Just ask. Sir, is Gold Dust registered Tennessee Walking Horse? Dam, is a spotted saddle mare Thunderhead?
The movie being released December 20th at a theater near you.
Thunderhead movie is made just for you. Hey, you know what? If they made a fantastic movie of Thunderhead, and then they sent that movie to the people that had tickets to the concert, they might actually get to go. You might win.
That was fun. Thank you, everybody who submitted to their really bad ads this week. What a good crop. You can send your really bad ads to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. Don't forget, we will not be here on Monday. It's a holiday. Enjoy your long weekend, everybody. Get a ride in and have a...
You have a donkey for sale, Emil Glenn. He's in the market.
Donkeys, run!
And I will find that horse.
Murderous donkey.
Everybody, spay, neuter, and geld. Have a great weekend. Talk to you on Wednesday. Just had to do it.
Let's play the show out with this lovely tune.
I mean, we should.
Break it up.
God, that's awful.